Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is north at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 24 degrees. And the current wind chill is 18 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Law enforcement have shared details about a recent homicide in Seward County. JP Bazette has more.
Sheriff Gene Ward revealed that 39-year-old Jose Luis Rios Favilla and an unnamed 21-year-old from Liberal were victims of a shooting on Green Hill Road. No arrests have been made yet, and the investigation is ongoing. The incident reported on December 17th resulted in Rios Favilla's death, while the second victim suffered minor injuries. The sheriff's office sought assistance from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation to ensure a thorough examination.
In Johnson County last week, a night shift officer was patrolling when he saw a suspicious vehicle leaving an apartment complex in Lenexa at a high rate of speed. The Hutchinson Post said the vehicle committed a traffic violation. The officer tried a traffic stop, then the vehicle took off. Eventually, police arrested three suspects, including two juveniles. An AK-47, along with a stolen Glock handgun, were found inside the vehicle. All three suspects are facing charges. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced that in 2024, consumers in the Sunflower State are projected to see an additional $150 million in savings because of the Axe the Food Tax legislation that she signed in 2022. According to projections from the Kansas Department of Revenue, the reduction of the state sales tax on groceries from 4 to 2% will save Kansas shoppers $12.5 million per month in 2024. Governor Kelly said by taking a middle-of-the-road approach, they've been able to continue putting money back in the pockets of every Kansan, and this reduction is a step towards eliminating the state sales tax on groceries completely, which will happen in 2025. In 2021, Governor Kelly called on the Kansas legislature to eliminate the state sales tax on groceries as soon as possible. And the legislature ultimately passed legislation that gradually reduced the state sales tax on groceries over 3 years. In 2023, the state sales tax rate on groceries went down from 6.5 to 4%, saving consumers in Kansas $187.7 million per year. And by the end of 2024, it's projected that shoppers will have saved more than $500 million in sales tax on groceries over the 2 years the reduction has been in place. The state sales tax reduction applies to food, food ingredients, and certain prepared foods. And when you look at a receipt, you will see two tax rates, one for qualifying purchases and one for all other items. The reduction to the 2% state sales tax on qualifying items went into effect on January 1, 2024. The cold weather rule designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months began November 1 and remains in effect through March 31. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact the gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website at kcc.ks.gov, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, has received enough applications to allocate all of the remaining funds. Launched in late February of this year, KEEP provides qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per student to pay for educational goods and services, such as tutoring and school supplies, though the awards were not eligible for private school tuition. Nearly 50,000 Kansas students will participate in the program, and Governor Kelly said because of the program, more families have had the resources to connect students to the tutoring, classes, and extra help that's needed to thrive in the classroom. She said it's encouraging to see that this program is benefiting so many Kansas families across the entire state. While the application remains open, completed applications will only be reviewed if funding again becomes available and will be on a first-come, first-served basis. And the program will remain open for claim submissions as beneficiaries have 1 year after their award date to use the funds. Applicants who have already submitted their applications and need to make updates or changes can contact the KEEP support team. Program administrators expect to have all of the funding allocated within weeks. However, should there be remaining funds, applications will be reviewed in the order they were received based on the timestamp of submission of a complete application. The Kansas Office of Recovery partners with Merit International Incorporated to implement KEEP, and the program administrators understand the importance of equitable distribution of available resources, and they remain committed to supporting the educational enrichment of Kansas students. In Nebraska news, a few rules are changing in 2024 in Nebraska, and they include that the minimum wage in the state is now $12 an hour. And this comes after Nebraskans voted in the 2022 elections to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Next year will be $13.50 before hitting $15 in 2026. And after that, the wage will increase based on cost of living increases measured by the Consumer Price Index. Nebraska's motorcycle helmet law changed in 2024. And under the measure passed in the legislature this year, any rider age 21 and over who has completed a certified motorcycle safety course can choose whether or not to wear a helmet as long as they use protective eye equipment. Nebraska mothers on Medicaid will receive a year's worth of postpartum coverage starting January 1st, 2024. Governor Pillen made the announcement in September, saying the Medicaid coverage will go from 60 days to 12 months, and this comes after lawmakers passed a bill last session to expand the coverage to at least 6 months. According to the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, Nebraska Medicaid covers around 35% of all births across the state, and they said lack of access to care and financial resources are some of the most significant contributing factors to maternal deaths. Finally, a push for thousands of state workers to return to the office that was supposed to go into effect today, January 2nd, is on hold for now, and that's after a ruling on Friday by the Nebraska Commission of Industrial Relations. Governor Pillen's office responded to the decision, saying in part that Nebraskans have a common sense expectation that public servants are coming to work, and Governor Pillen intends to deliver on that expectation. The executive order remains in effect for most of the state workforce while this litigation proceeds, as the ruling only applies for the union members who have a remote work or hybrid work agreement, and that all other public servants are expected to be back to work. The State Public Employees Union filed a petition last month in hopes of preventing the order from taking effect, claiming 1,300 of its 8,000 state employees were considering finding a new job based on Pillen's move. The case will head to trial before the CIR at a later date unless the union and Pillen come to terms before then. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin today, January 2nd, on US 6. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning an open filling open joints and cracks on the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing a crack seal from Reference Post 112 to Reference Post 126 from Cambridge to Arapaho. This work is anticipated to take 15 days, and the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, December 18th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance are Richard Thompson and Garrett Beidler. After Commissioner Thompson called for an executive session for non-elected personnel to include James S. and County Clerk Robert Wyatt, the commission returned to regular session at 9:10 a.m. with no action taken. Terry Laughlin with Norton Road Department updated the commission on service work and graders that need repairs, as graders 106 and 118 both have mechanical issues in which Terry had repair estimates. The commission approved the quotes and estimates for the repair. Terry spoke with the commission about staffing and the possibility of advertising for help, and the commission authorized the clerk to place an ad for full-time help at the road department. Commissioner Beidler called for an executive session at 9:40 a.m. for a period of 15 minutes that included Terry and County Clerk Robert Wyatt for the purpose of non-elected personnel, and the commission returned to regular session at 9:55 a.m. with no action taken. Several roads were discussed, including a few roads that had been reported to the commission, and Terry also spoke about roads on the schedule or that are currently being worked. Robert Bowman joined the meeting to visit about future employment at the road department. The commission and Terry discussed with Robert the employment situation and what they have agreed upon for his return, and that the position would be part-time as needed. Robert will give the position consideration and report back to Terry. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to offer the position of road supervisor to Terry Laughlin, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and Terry accepted the position. Tax abatement 2004-10006 was submitted to the commission for approval, and the abatement was issued for a vehicle that should have been on dealer plates versus private. The abatement was approved in the amount of $20.64. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development was present to discuss the economic development repay from the city, as the third quarter check was short from the billing, and Dallas wanted to give an update to the commission from his conversations with the city. The commission then signed and approved a mid-month check for the gas billing. Mapeson Miller accounting staff, along with Ken Tharman with USD 212, was present to discuss an issue with their budgeting process and accounting. The accounting taxing will leave USD 212 short of funds for the Supplemental General Fund, and several questions and concerns were discussed, though at this time, the state will need to be contacted to see what steps can be taken. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the December the 11th, 2023 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed, and with no other business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until December 29th. Non-resident hunters who wish to obtain a 2024 Kansas spring turkey permit may submit an application for the all-new lottery draw from January 9th through February 9th, 2024. Non-resident hunters may apply for a permit valid only in a single unit, units 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6, and a $10 application fee will also apply. Similar to Kansas's non-resident deer permit draw, any leftover non-resident spring turkey permits will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis shortly after the draw. To apply for a 2024 non-resident turkey permit, you should visit GoOutdoorsKansas.com between the dates of January 9th and February 9th, select Purchase Licenses, Permits, and Tags, log into your account, and select Limited Draw Applications. And hunters who qualify as a resident or non-resident tenant may still purchase a spring turkey permit in Units 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6, either over-the-counter or online, beginning March 5th. The all-new lottery draw is a part of a larger strategy by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks to reduce overall hunting pressure and turkey harvest in Kansas in response to declining turkey populations nationwide. The staff first recommended to the commission a lottery draw for non-resident turkey permits in August of 2022, after which it remained a regular public meeting agenda item until voted on by the commission on June 22nd of 2023, the group's sixth meeting to examine and discuss the recommendation. For more on turkey hunting in Kansas, including the season dates, other special draws, and how to obtain an electronic permit, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. Funeral services for Donna Bantam, 88, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday, January 5th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 4th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Flower Fund, nortoncf.org/flower-fund, or sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast for today is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 47 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 20 and a north wind of 5 miles per hour, which should become west after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 46. And on Wednesday night, some patchy fog after midnight. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 22. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be cloudy with the high near 39. On Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow, mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 35. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 38. And on Monday, snow is likely. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 33 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is north at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 24 degrees. And the current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. After he was questionable to even play in the game, Kansas City Chiefs cornerback L'Jarius Sneed had one of his best performances of the season in this weekend's win over the Cincinnati Bengals. In fact, Nate Taylor of the KC Sports Network said that given the gravity of the game, it was Sneed's best this year.
When he really saw Justin Jefferson in real life, in color, and just said, nah, man, nah. Like, I'm playing at the peak of my powers. And you have to remember that that involves Kirk Cousins being on the field. Like, the Vikings were pretty healthy. TJ Hockenson was on the field. And he just said, no, I'm not doing that. I know he had as good of a game as you could ask for anybody against Tyreek Hill. But the fact that Ja'Marr Chase has honestly been the boogeyman throughout this rivalry, and the fact that he just vanquished him in a way that he drove the man literally crazy after the game, to where the man said literally crazy stuff like, you want to fight?
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad.
It's that special time of year once more, and the team at Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to remind our patients just how special they are to us. Thank you for your continued trust and support that allows us to provide quality care to our community. We would also like to remind you to please make sure your prescriptions and appointments are coordinated around our holiday closings. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe time celebrating with loved ones. We look forward to serving you and your health needs in 2024.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we're watching two different systems, one of which is moving across the northern plains, another one in the southern U.S., but we are quiet in between the two with a ridge of high pressure here close to home. Temperatures today going to be running pretty close to average for this time of year, with a high in the 40s, lows in the 20s. We'll stay cool and dry through Wednesday and Thursday, but by Friday, a stronger trough of low pressure will move out of the Oregon region and head our direction. This will likely bring us some snow, with potentially 4 inches occurring in west central into central Kansas, with lower amounts in the northeastern part of the state. Dry today in northwestern Kansas. It'll be sunny with a high in the low 40s. North central Kansas, partly cloudy with today's high 42. Northeastern Kansas, sunny and mid-40s for the high. In southwestern Kansas, a clearing sky with a high in the upper 40s. South central Kansas, partly cloudy with today's high 45. And in the southeastern part of the state, partly sunny today with a high temperature 45. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, of course, the overnight market trade not open this morning, coming off of the New Year's Day holiday. One that we'll watch here early on is the fact that in the overnight markets, equities were higher, crude oil higher, gas futures higher, gold higher, U.S. dollar higher as well. But the S&P 500 and the Dow futures were sharply lower. Tensions in many areas of the world, I think, leading to some of the overall fears, which may lead to a higher open as far as the market is concerned. 173 cash trade in the south, 174 in the north, looking expect to have a mixed to higher open on the livestock side. This is the Kansas Ag Network.